It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Legendary African-American folk singer Josh White's entrance into the world of music happened at age 7 when he took a job leading blind musicians across the states. Eventually, Josh White became an accomplished musician. He's credited with bringing gospel, blues, and black folk music to the masses. In 1941, he became the first African-American musician to give a performance at the White House. Beyond his accomplishments in music, Josh was also an advocate for international human rights. Josh passed his passion for music and his desire for equality onto his son, Josh White Jr. Josh White Jr. started performing with his father at age 4 and continues to share his father's music and legacy today. Now, Josh White Jr., along with American Roots champion Reverend Robert Jones, will honor Josh White Sr. and the king of the 12-string guitar, Lead Belly, in a performance tonight at the East Lansing Library. Current State's Emmanuel Berry spoke with Josh Jr. about his upcoming performance, and he started by explaining why it's important to share his father's and Lead Belly's stories.
You can never know enough about people, and as famous, semi-famous Lead Belly and my old man were, there are still people who need to know their story, and that's what we want to do. The very first 4 folk musicians to be put on a United States postal stamp, 2 of those people were Lead Belly and Josh White. How many people know that?
I didn't. You know?
So bringing their stories to people, let people know that there were 2 black men in the 30s, 40s, 50s who were not only entertainers, but those who spoke on social situations. It's almost easier for a black musician to speak out because of the notoriety, as opposed to your average black person who may say something and may not wind up getting home that night. I mean, the story of Lead Belly, the fact that the man wrote the song Irene Goodnight and was in jail and was pardoned by the governor of Texas for the song Irene Goodnight.
Irene Goodnight. Irene Goodnight. Goodnight.
We're talking in the 30s, 40s, a black band playing 12-string guitar. Come on. I think it's an interesting story. And what it is it's going to be a conversation between Lead Belly and Josh White, and as if there is no one else there. It's like we just walk back into the dressing room, did one set, we're about to do another one, we have a little time, we sit and talk, then we leave.
I think above all, people would say that your father was, he's an entertainer. So what's the greatest lesson that your father taught you about being a performer?
If you're going to sing a song, you have to believe it. Because if you don't believe what you're singing, those you're singing to won't believe you. 2, if you're going to sing a song, make sure they can understand what you're singing. It didn't matter whether he didn't push any kind of song at all. But those 2 things were important. If you're going to sing, believe what you're singing or no one's going to believe you, and make sure they can understand.
I guess, what kind of songs do you believe in then?
What kind of songs do I believe in?
Yeah.
Songs that show that we're all one, that we should appreciate variations in colors and religions. But there's a song called Free and Equal Blues that speaks about you remove the skin, the outer layer, and we're all the same.
There's a molecule, son. And the darn thing has no race. And that was news. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news. 'Cause ever since that day, we've had those free and equal blues.
That's what you have to keep pressing to people. Appreciate the differences. But no one is better than, there's no head higher than yours.
Why do you think that the subject of equality is still so important in music today?
It brings people together. It shows that we all are touching the same thing. We're all, with our varieties, we're all the same. You know, it's like do unto others as you'd have others do to you, as opposed to do unto others before they do unto you. You have to remind people. Remember, every day they're hearing negative things. You know, all over. They need to hear that we can do it. We can do it together.
You have a huge array of songs to choose from for your performance tonight, including your father's rendition of House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun. And it's been the ruin of a many poor girl and me, oh God, for one.
There are many versions of that song, but tell us what makes your father's rendition special.
Leadbelly, Woody Guthrie, and my father all heard that song from an Appalachian singer. And the song had no minor chords, all major chords. If you listen to my old man's rendition, all the rest, it starts with an A minor chord. When my father heard it, for some reason, within his creativity, he put that minor chord in. And maybe the minor goes a little better with a sad song than a major chord. Maybe that's it. I never thought about it that way, but maybe that's it. Because the minor chord fits better than a major chord at the beginning of the song, to me. But maybe it's also, I've been hearing it since I was 3 1/2.
Yeah.
But it just, I've heard it done at a faster pace, but the old man's A minor chord stayed with the song.
Your father accomplished a lot in his career and with his music. What do you feel is his greatest contribution to culture today?
That he was prepared to entertain you in ways that make you smile and make you cry, but also make you think. Music is a very powerful thing, and people can hear things sometimes much better if it's sung to them than spoken to them. And that is why the variety of songs, because there are different topics you want to speak on. But music will bring it closer to you than the spoken word. I think that's what you feel. And that's why it's important to believe in the song that you're doing. Because if you believe it, there's more emotion behind it. And so you sing what you feel is right in your heart and that you know it goes out to others. And you don't expect everyone to enjoy you. And that's what makes a horse race. But you will touch those who are like-minded. And sometimes music can wear on somebody. And at first they weren't sure. Then a few days later, weeks later, all of a sudden,
you're singing along.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Beyond bringing back the past to light through your performance tonight, you're also working on a project called Living History. Explain a little bit about how this works.
Living History is a teaching program that I've been involved in since 1991. We do it all over the state of Michigan. We teach history by my female partner and I going into a classroom, third grade and up, because they need cognitive skills. We remove the desks, and if we're going to learn about the Underground Railroad, we all go back in our minds to the year 1850, and they become the people that they're learning about. And so they get a chance to feel what it was like back then because they're not reading it, they're living it. So you get the emotional feeling of what it felt like to be a slave or be a black or white person fighting racism. And when you walk a mile in someone's shoes, you're not going to forget.
Your legacy seems to be so much tied with your father's, and it's a part of your work is continuing to share and preserve his accomplishments. Why is it important for you to continue to celebrate him?
One never forgets their parents, and if they happen to have been someone of interest to others, and you want to keep it alive. I enjoy doing my father's music the way he did it to those who remember and love him. And for those who never heard this kind of guitar playing or how the song is structured, and that makes you feel that you've done something worthwhile in your life that will sustain way past when you're gone.
Josh White Jr. will be joined by Reverend Robert Jones at the East Lansing Public Library tonight at 7 p.m. to perform Black Fathers of Folk Music, a celebration of Lead Belly and Josh White Sr. Josh, thanks for your time.
I appreciate it. I thank you, too.
For Current State, I'm Emmanuel Berry.
Being so young and foolish, oh Lord, I let her rest.